One of the concerns about the population shift to cities is how to keep people healthy. Magda Peck is dean of the School of Public Health at UW-Milwaukee. She told a sustainability summit last week that deaths and chronic asthma cases from air pollution must be tracked. She also says that planners need to keep health in mind when updating transportation.
That means that it has to be safe. And therefore, we're going to look at pedestrian injuries, we're going to look at car injuries, we're going to look at bicycle injuries, in addition to being active, so that we create transport systems that encourage active and healthy lifestyles, which at the end will decrease obesity.
Peck also says urban violence is a big worry.
We know that cities have a disproportionate burden, not just by their numbers, but by concentration and by behavior and by culture of violence that plays out, and that is particularly in the area of homicide.
Ann Peck says making sure urban dwellers have access to healthy food could be even more challenging as city populations grow. Will Allen of Milwaukee-based Growing Power says here and there, people are trying to supply good food.
Walnut Way, with their peach trees last year, provided tremendous amount of, imagine growing peaches in Milwaukee, and nectarines and apples and pears and things like that on these small fruit farms that could be on some of these vacant lots.
Allen says several Milwaukee universities are making progress on a broader effort called the Institute for Urban Agriculture and Nutrition. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.